Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and I just have one question for you this morning. What's so good about Good Friday? Isn't it the day that Jesus was crucified, mercilessly beaten, suffered all the horrible, awful things that we cannot even imagine? Here's how that night before and the day of went down. 6 trials in which he was unjustly accused, mocked and scorned, severely beaten and whipped, skin stripped off of his bones. 3 of these trials were held by his own religious leaders in which he was found guilty by the Jews, the other 3 by the Romans in which he was found innocent. And at the end of all this, he was forced to carry his own cross on a long walk up a hill where he would be crucified, in front of the crowd, many of whom 5 days earlier shouted Hosanna and proclaimed him king. Then on that cross, the most horrific and unimaginable thing in human history occurred. God turned his back on his only son, leading Jesus to cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? So we ask with good reason, what in the world is good about Good Friday? Who came up with that name for such a bad day? The truth is, no one really knows. Here's some answers to this troubling question. It was good of Jesus to endure the mocking and utter humiliation, refusing to defend himself. It was good of him to take that walk, carry that cross, absorb the nails, the spit, pain, and agony of the most brutal form of capital punishment ever created. It was good of him to offer himself to die in your place and mine because God demanded a perfect sacrifice and all we had to offer were excuses. It's somebody else's fault. It was good of him to offer life through his death to sinners who understand what he did that day, whose trembling response is to humbly bow, repent of our sins, and gladly receive him as our Savior. Good that through Jesus' atoning work on the cross, God promised not to turn his back on us as he did his son in that moment when he became sin and darkness covered the entire earth. And finally, it's good for us to weep this day as we remember all I have said about what the Good Shepherd has done for us. The Gospels of Matthew and Mark state, Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. Only John, the beloved apostle, who was an eyewitness to all of this, heard Jesus' last words from the cross. It is finished. His work that made salvation available to all who would believe and receive him as Savior, that work was finished. Hanging on his every glorious word, for Christ's sake, amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.